Good afternoon, I'm Ishi. My focus area is Floyd Burnett Field. It is a very large-scale park located in South Brooklyn near New York City. At the beginning, I'm trying to categorize some assessment keywords, such as historical things and some physical environment. And then I developed some goals and strategies. So I'm kind of focused on provide a historical tool and focus on the ecosystem resilience thing. Also, I did a SWOT analysis. The strength and opportunity of the site is very obvious because it's located near New York City and have a lot of natural resources. And also about the upper planning, they planned this site as a recreation center. And also the weakness and stress are mainly from the coastline erosion, the salt marsh loss, and the hurricane events. So first thing, I'm looking at the historical map, and I put them together to show how the coastline changed over time. From this series of map, we can see the salt marsh loss very significantly, and the south area eroded over time. And also, looking at the land type percentage over time, the site used to be covered by lots of aquatic area and salt marsh area, and then it once became the military use area, and then till now it was abandoned and have a lot of impervious surfaces. So we could think about how to restore this salt marsh and aquatic area. Then I'm looking at the storm surge and daily tide. The Rockaway Inlet may experience high velocity of tide rise and tide fall. So the south area of Jamaica Bay, the south area of Floyd Burnett Field may experience high tidal erosion. And then I'm looking at the inundated area during Hurricane Sandy. At the Hurricane Sandy period, the tide may come through the Jacob Riis Park and go direct to the Floyd Burnett Field. Then the pollute sources and water quality. The pollution mainly come from the combined sewer outfall. And also looking at the water age map, we can see that pollutant things can be stuck in the Jamaica Bay for a very long time. And this, some small maps shows the purple color may be the less polluted area. Then the sea level rise. I set the scenario in my case as 1 foot sea level rise in 2020, 3.8 in 2050, and 7.2 in 2080. So from this map, we can see the north corner may be the most vulnerable spots facing to the sea level rise. So then the elevation change, I category the highest and lowest point. And combined with the sounding map, I draw the shallow area in our site because in Jamaica Bay, a lot of dredging events happens. It eliminates the shallow area, which is very good for marsh, salt marsh habitat. So then I focus on these two areas. The north area is the lowest point of the site. It has remnants of salt marsh, and the water is still at this point and less polluted. For the south part, is the south corner is eroded over time, and I'm thinking of do some design to prevent it from the high tidal velocity. Then I looking at the soil type in these two spots. For the north spot, the soil type may support saltwater tidal creek, low and high marsh. And for the south part, it may support the maritime dune and the maritime dune woodland. And this is the existing beach area. So my vision and objects may break down into three categories. The cultural restoration, I try to provide some historical Navy tour and the community garden at this site. For the construction work, I'm mainly about the breakwater sand dune construction and also eliminate the impervious surface. And the most important thing is ecosystem resilience. I'm focused on do the saltwater marsh restoration and oil bed restoration. And the concept plan shows I develop a very long bike path that make these programming things in sequence. This is a site map. The north part, I expand the north 40 area and provide the freshwater pond at the lowest point. Then here, I develop sand dunes to protect the corner, and the tidal creek area is a important site to restoration low and high marsh. And then here, I keep these existing buildings and extend some wood decks to provide a viewpoint to Jamaica Bay. And the south area, it used to be the Navy area, so it may provide a historical Navy tour here. And for the south part, I take advantage of these shallow things to build some eco breakwaters. And the road system including a driveway, main bikeway, wood deck, and previous paths. Because the existing condition, the main entrance is only at this spot, so I expand two entrance for the bikeway to create a better access of the site. Also the wood deck to go into the sea to provide both side of view of the ocean. This map shows the programming they make the bikeway make the programming things in a sequence, and also the coastline design strategy is then come to the zone details. The north area it shows the land evolution time by time. Then I develop the plant palette, and the section shows the salt marsh islands and salt tidal creek that provide some ecosystem services. And this is north perspective. The main bikeway may cross the salt marsh islands, and also the cold grass habitat may attract a lot of bird and aquatic habitat and crab and prawn. And then the south plan, I decide to introduce some oyster substrate units. Then it may collect the sand and generate new tidal flats. And this is some sample units and the detailed plan. This section shows when the rockway inlet, the water come from the rockway inlet. And this tidal flat now can provide the land from eroded, and also eco breakwater can provide the bed of the oyster and also attract a lot of habitats. And this is a perspective shows how the things work here.
Thanks so much.
Comments and questions?
I think this is very interesting. I like the edge softening that a lot of people are focusing on, and I think actually the offshore oyster beds and breakwaters on the southern side are really an interesting idea that people are outside of this discussing and pursuing about their effectiveness, about whether they can provide any sort of storm protection or if it's just water quality and ecosystem services. But I think the way that you softened it and how you chose which areas to focus on was very effective and well explained.
Thank you.
I think you gave a really good overview. It was very easy to follow and understand. And I think you really looked at Floyd Bennett Field comprehensively, which was great. So you looked at it from multiple aspects, programming, and I really like the idea of the circulation system and unifying different programmatic areas through a circulation system. That was very, very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. I liked how you were building marine wildlife habitat in the landforms that can also help with resiliency and safeguarding of the landscape. I was less clear here in terms of, this is where there's an existing hill, right? One of the sort of the high point of Floyd Bennett. Are you bringing that high point down?
I separate them in some different hills that it can act as a sand dune during hurricane. So it may be
so
better than
dune system
one.
Rather than
yeah.
One hill. Very nice.
Thanks.
Thank you.